Sabres. Amex, your home for live sports, is 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Let's get back to San Francisco for more You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, live from Media Row, only on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
The biggest game of the year calls for a boost pack that's just as big. BetMGM rolling out the big game boost pack, giving you three different ways to boost the odds on your next big game bet. Here's how it works. First, log in and your big game boost pack will be waiting for you. Next, add any big game bet to your bet slip and activate the boost token you want to use. And finally, if that bet hits with the token activated, you're getting extra winnings on top of your payout. So if you want to add a little more excitement to your big game action, make sure you grab the big game boost pack from BetMGM so you can make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. And be sure to check the app out heading into the weekend for exclusive odds flashes, making BetMGM the best place to bet on the big game. Just to get this NBA news into the show, and then we'll run an interview that I taped yesterday after the Tuesday edition of the program. Multiple teams have told the Milwaukee Bucks that they will have better Giannis offers in the offseason. That is per Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated. And it looks like the one team that's really pushing to get a deal done before tomorrow, the Minnesota Timberwolves, will bring you more as it develops. But first, I had the pleasure of sitting down yesterday with Greg Hill and Jermaine Wiggins from The Greg Hill Show on WEEI in Boston. I go on with them every single Friday. I love their show. They're doing Afternoon Drive this week out here at Radio Row. And it was kind of weird, as we'll roll the interview in a second, for me to interview them instead of them interviewing me. Role reversal here, because normally I am a guest on their show, the Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern, WEEI in Boston, the Odyssey Sports Station. Greg Hill and Jermaine Wiggins, Wiggy, better known to you and yours, doing afternoons this week in San Francisco on WEEI as the Patriots get set to play in Super Bowl 60. Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins here with me on set. What's going on, guys? Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us. They say never meet your idols. And Dude, you're short. Yes. I didn't realize how short you were.
Yes.
You know, we see you on Zoom. We hear you.
Yes.
Are you even 5'5"? Like, how tall
how
are
about,
you?
How about this? So we had Akbar Baja Biamila on the show yesterday on Tuesday. He told me I was 5'9".
Wow.
Oh, you know okay. What else? You know what? Right. You know what else he said? He said Greg Hill's pushing 3 bills.
Well, I mean, I am getting bigger.
He said, well, we're going to call him now. It's going to be the Greg Bill Show. Greg, Bills.
This work is taking a toll on me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad to finally meet him. I had this, like, certain look on him. He looks like a paisan from New York, yeah. And I love it.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys here.
What do we think about this game? How are you wagering it yet?
So are you interviewing me, or am I interviewing you?
I want to place my bets. I listen to you, and then
we'll do that a little later. Can I compliment you first before we do this?
Yes.
So look, I'll say it on the air. I do a lot of radio interviews on Odyssey stations around the country. I'm bragging. It's a part of my contract.
Brag, bro.
Yeah. Say I signed an extension. You know, no big deal. Now doing the show, it's all pretty awesome. My favorite one is your guy's show.
Oh.
And I've said it to you off air. I'll say it on the air here. Your guy's show is special, where you guys talk sports, but you also talk about all sorts of other stuff, and it's funny and it's kind while you're all, because you can be mocking people, but it's also very nice in a weird way.
Kind mocking.
But I mean that in the best possible way. I think you guys put on a truly special show.
Oh, well,
and I love being a part of
it. It's all Wiggy, honestly.
No, I just do my part. Greg really drives the bus, and I do my best to not take us off the highway.
So
we're lucky that everybody likes each other, which is a rarity in this business.
I hate Chris Curtis.
Everybody.
He sucks.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, he sucks.
A lot of people do. What is it that bothers you about him?
Well, I think it's the fact that he speaks with, like, I love to admit when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't. I do. Curtis speaks with the tone as if I am right about 100% of the things I'm saying, and I actually think he's wrong about almost all of them.
Yes.
If he were right, I would say he's right.
Yeah, he was off a little when it came to the game that Jarrett Stidham was going to have.
Yeah, he's in a quiet taste, you know. It's kind of like penicillin, you know.
I'll tell you what, though. He's got a cute kid.
Yes, he has
pictures
does.
Of the son, and I'm kidding. Curtis is cool.
Well,
I'm not. Don't tell nobody. I'm not kidding. I hate his guts. We'll talk about the game in a second here, but I'd love to ask you, Greg, and then Wiggy, obviously both part of the show, like, what is your philosophy behind hosting a radio show? Because you have built a really, really successful show. I love coming on it. When you conceptualize the show, whether it's like before you hosted the first one or when you put it together every day, like, what are some of the tenets that you follow? Because I think our audience really grooves on stuff like this.
I just think it's trying to find the things that everybody is going to be talking about that day. In their group texts with their friends or at work, if anybody still has to go into the office physically and work in this country, or with their friends when they get together that night. Like, find those things to talk about and then talk about them in a way that might be different than anybody else who's doing. And when I say anybody else, doesn't matter the platform. Like, everybody is in tune to who they like content-wise, and it might be that content lives on social media. That content lives.
Can I interrupt you to say this? Like, you were saying something as if it's like, I don't think it's your intent. Maybe it is. That it's easy, like, doing what you guys do. And it's not. Like, you guys make something really hard look really easy. So can you give me something else? Because I think you have made it, and it's not easy. How you guys are able to execute it?
I think chemistry is the key to the whole thing. If you like the people you work with, then whoever is listening or watching your content is gonna get it and is gonna hopefully smile. That's it.
I love it. Wiggy, what do you make of Bob Kraft not getting elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Oh my God. It's like we're dealing with morons here. First it's Belichick, now it's Robert Kraft. I mean, and Greg made this point, we talked about on the radio. Next, what's it going to be, Tom Brady, because of, you know, some people in the flake?
I don't think they would dare do that. That would be like the Hall of Fame might get burnt down.
But if there are voters who have a stick up their A over cheating, then why would you not expect that they're going to be, if they're going to be petty about Bill Belichick
right. And
petty about Robert Kraft, why would you think they're not going to be petty about Tom Brady?
So I'm not saying that this is Wiggy is 100% right, but we had Mike Sando on the show on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ton of respect for Mike, like, works for The Athletic, and kind of became, in the wake, right, wrong, or indifferent of the Belichick fiasco, kind of became like the mouthpiece for the Hall of Fame and trying to explain what happened. And I put him on the spot. I've had him on the show before. Kind of put him on the spot. Like, do you think people had an axe to grind? And his honest response was, no. He thinks it's the voting system is incredibly flawed and is basically set up to work against coaches and contributors, meaning like the owner, Robert Kraft, where voters are always going to try to get players in first and guys like Roger Craig are at the end of their, you know, eligibility. So what he said is, maybe it's not Spygate and maybe it's not this other stuff. And it's a problem with the voting. Does that change your feeling?
No. Here's what I would say. Here's the problem.
And I'm not saying he's right, just that's what he said.
The problem is this, is that, I don't know, 80, 90% of the people that vote for the Hall of Fame never played in the NFL, never coached in the NFL, never were executives or scouts in the NFL. If you have never done that, you should not be voting on the Hall of Fame. You should not be voting on who should be MVP. You should not be voting on Defensive Player of the Year. It should be towards people that have been in the game. And then once they're in the game, then they would know, because you hear guys, whether it's like Jimmy Johnson, Bill Cowher, talk about, we all did the Spygate thing. And so they would now know, like, okay, that's a part of the game, right? And yes, you're looking for little things to give you the advantage, but they would know at the end of the day, Bill Belichick is a first ballot Hall of Famer, even with the whole Spygate stuff. Same with Tom Brady and Deflategate, and same with the owner of that organization and Robert Kraft. That's what I say. It's got to be people who have been involved in the game.
Wiggy is a big fan of cheating in sports.
Yes.
He has any advantage, he says, go for it.
Well, if you're gonna be a moron and give hand signals in front of 80,000 people in week one, and those hand signals are still the same in week eight,
that's on you.
That's on you.
You better.
That's the moronic coaching staff. Now I'm not saying every former player or former coach would be you know, good when it came to voting for the Hall. I mean, we sit here and listen. We always talk about Cam Newton, fool's gold. I would not want him to be voting on, you know, who should be the MVP. I would not want Ryan Clark voting on, you know, whether or not Brady would get in when he said he's not a generational player.
God.
But there are people that are in this game that would take it serious and that would do well and don't have a, you know, don't have a grudge or not petty.
You better you bet. Westwood One Sports Wednesday live from Radio Row. My guests, Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins from The Greg Hill Show. Morning 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on WEEI, Odyssey Station in Boston, and doing afternoon drive this week here out in San Francisco. Be honest. Boston sports fans on the arrogance scale, 1 to 10, what's the number?
11.
And how does that make you?
And it's justified. We have more championships than anybody else, and we're about to get another one.
We'll talk about that in a second. So I think something that's so interesting because, you know, like I'm turned 43 later this year. When I was growing up, the Red Sox had never won. My Yankees always kicked your guys' ass. The Patriots were a laughingstock.
Yeah.
Like, the Bruins, like, had a couple successful seasons, but they didn't break through until 2010.
Yeah.
And, like, the Celtics went from the 80s till 2008 without winning, and all of a sudden, like, overnight,
Bill Russell won 11.
Sure. You were alive when that happened. I wasn't. So, like, what do you say to the nation right now? This is a national show, right? Who looks at the Patriots and says, this is not fair that they're already back here in the big game playing for Super Bowl championship.
This is the one that, from my perspective, ought to do it for everybody who hates the Patriots because they did it without – they got here without Belichick. They got here without Brady. They got here without cheating. And so this – that's what I say. This is the one. This will prove it to everybody.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that we are back on top because I love to gloat and I love to stick it in everybody's faces. So – for me, I'm happy to be a New Englander, a Bostonian, a fan base.
And a Patriots Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, and a Patriots
Super Bowl. Yeah, you got to get
that. And guess what? If it's not fair, go home and cry to your mama.
Be honest. What city is better? Be honest. New York or Boston?
Boston, by far.
Come on.
You can take public transportation without fearing for your life.
That is a fair point. Speaking of which, in a related story, how do you feel about San Francisco?
I like it so far. It seems like it's really been they're really open armed welcoming.
Well, if you walk out of the convention center and make the wrong turn, you're in The Walking Dead.
Wiggy was worried about that. I haven't seen any of that.
What are you worried about? You're bigger than all these people. Why would you be concerned?
I just heard there were a lot of bums out here. That's what I heard. I heard you can't drive a car nowhere because if not, it's gonna get bipped. So roll your window down, leave your trunk open. But, I mean, I'm loving it. I ain't going to lie. I went down to the Fisherman's Wharf, and it was nice.
Yeah,
I think
cool.
We're going to try to go to the Golden Gate Bridge today, Greg, or something along
those lines. Have you never been to San Francisco?
No, once just to play In-N-Out, so I'd never really.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, go to the – that is very touristy. I'm going to go to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, and stare at it for an hour.
It's just like, you can see it. It's a bridge.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what everybody said. So, I mean, I want to go see where Tupac and Too Short and E-40 are. That's where I really want to go.
All right. Greg, you think the Patriots are going to win on Sunday?
Yes. I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be a really close game. Because of Mike Vrabel, because of the defense. Like, I think the defense has been underrated all season. And I think it's a great test for them. And I'm not worried about Drake in the shoulder, and I think the Patriots win this game.
Wiggy?
Pats all day, 27-21 Patriots.
MVP will be who and why?
Drake May. May. That's it, because they always give it to the quarterback.
Can you acknowledge that I was first on the Drake May bandwagon last year on your show?
Yeah, you were on that Drake May bandwagon, but can you also acknowledge that I was first to say this team has just as good of any chance to get to the Super Bowl and they will make the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I said it on show and on my show that you were right about that. Final question. Can Greg Hill get a better haircut?
No, like, I think he has a good haircut. He got a nice little fade on the side.
What is this, dude?
What's wrong with it?
Well, looking at you from the side.
It's like, tight.
Like you look like a Dick Tracy villain.
It's tight and fresh
it's
a freshie. I got a freshie.
It's one of those two things, and it's not fresh.
Also tight my pants. So that will... Yeah.
Promote the show for everybody.
It's 6 to 10 if you're in Boston or on the Odyssey app. 6 to 10 WEEI, The Greg Hill Show. I unarrogantly named it after myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a...
I think you did the same.
I mean, I literally said, Andrew Williams is here. Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
Andrew.
This will make the show. Did I not say to you today that I think that we should change the name of the show to the Nick Costos Show?
Yes, and you wanted to do it this week.
Like, I don't
agree.
Right?
Why wasn't that in your contract?
I'm not really in a position to complain. But that's my agent, Tim Scanlon. Tim, why isn't that?
Tim,
come here. Tim, why is my agent Tim Scanlon? Tim, why is it not in my contract to call the show the Nick Costos Show?
We tried, but it was a big pushback. We took the money instead.
He's the best.
No. Based on that sport coat, you might want to go for more than 5% with him. No offense.
He's got a terrible haircut. And he's fat. It's okay. Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins, your guys, I love you guys. I love your show. I love being a part of it.
We love
you.
And congratulations on this game. It's a big deal. You're the best.
Go Seahawks.
Go Pats.
Go Pats. All right. For all you New Yorkers.
I love Greg Hill. I love Jermaine Wiggins. I think they have one of the best local shows in the country. Mornings on WEEI in Boston, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern. You can see, like, we have a ton of fun. And, yeah, I am short, but Greg Hill's fat. And Jermaine Wiggins is absolutely the best. He is absolutely the best. We don't have a ton of time left this hour. We will have some time next hour. We got a bunch of guests coming up next hour, as per usual here on the show. Bill, who's coming up next? Who's the first? Benjamin Watson. I think we're going to have Brian Baldinger. Sean Merriman's going to join us as well next hour on the show. We will have a little time for me to just talk about some sports. Frank Reich named the new offensive coordinator of the Jets, which was expected. Has been expected for about a week. So Frank Reich will join Aaron Glenn's staff and will presumably be the offensive play caller. I kind of really like that for Aaron Glenn. I don't know who they were going to get that's better than Frank Reich. So I actually don't hate this hire the way a lot of Jets fans and the media, I think, will dislike the hire of Frank Reich. Hour two is in the books. The Power Hour, the final hour, is coming up next. We will start the Power Hour, the final hour, with former Patriots tight end Benjamin Watson here from San Francisco, the site of Super Bowl 60.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with the Platinum Card. Transfer your credit card balance to the Platinum Card within your first 60 days and get a 0% intro APR for 12 months. Our members could save thousands of dollars over the promo period. Visit NavyFederal.org/platinum. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 10.24% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends 3/31/2026.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and